So I'm on the BJJ Fanatics website, and I see three new videos by some guy named Thomas Radzinski. You familiar with that guy at all?
Nope, absolutely not.
No? Well, he's got some good stuff. Three brand new videos. They're getting amazing reviews, which is good to see as well. But you got to tell us about them real quick?
Yeah. You know, you guys already know, but I had opportunity to go to Boston, shoot three more instructionals, one on butterfly hook, complete guide for butterfly hook, two, wrap, lapel, and submit them, and three, we have taking the back. It's particularly designed for guys for over 40 because there is no climbing involved. All the back days are on the ground, very, very full and effective system. So dip into it. I'm really hoping that this is going to help your jiu-jitsu and really take it to the next level.
BJJFanatics.com. Just search R-O-Z-D-Z. We have all had that situation where after class is when we want to ask a question. And Thomas, a lot of those questions you've already answered, right, at Ask a Black Belt.
Yeah, it's another podcast that I'm running. It's on podcast, all podcast platforms, plus on YouTube. You can find it anywhere. Just search for my name. Search for Ask a Black Belt. At this point, over 100 episodes, different questions, jiu-jitsu, life-related, but something that everybody comes across, and often these questions sink in our mind, but we don't ask for whatever reason. So if that benefits you, go there, listen. It actually might help your jiu-jitsu, might help your life as well. And if you have any questions, find me on Instagram and drop me a line. I'll be happy to answer your question and mention your name during the episode.
Welcome to Raw Radio.
Jeez. We are live.
We are? I don't know. Those claps were so terrible.
I didn't know
we were actually starting yet.
The struggle is real.
It's funny. How many times you think you clap your hands in your lifetime, and then when you need to do it, it falls apart.
It's the same thing like with whistling, right? Like you know
I can't whistle.
Oh, you can't whistle?
I never learned how to whistle.
Really?
Can't do
it. Whistling. Like you know how to whistle, but when you have to whistle, then like you can't whistle.
Under pressure.
Fold under pressure, yeah. Great conversation with Steve. One, entertaining hearing some of the good stories from Josh McKinney growing up, but two, it really turned into an interesting conversation about just journey for the older guys, particularly him sharing the story. And one of the anchoring points was growing into the belt that you wear or you're currently ranked at. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, you've been around the block for a while.
Yeah, I don't deserve anything.
Well, let's keep it positive.
I don't think.
Let's keep positive.
No, it is positive because I'll explain myself. But you had said I don't remember if Steve said there was a particular belt. Well, he said all the belts he felt he had to grow into. He didn't deserve any of them, and I feel the same way. And that the only promotion I ever really wanted was the third stripe on my blue belt, because at that particular point in time, I was on the mats a lot and I felt like I was progressing a little bit, and it was like, okay, I want this one when it comes. But the belts, no. Any of the other promotions, no, not really.
You didn't want them, or you feel that you didn't deserve them?
Well, both. If I feel I don't deserve something, I want it.
No, not unless necessarily. It's
cash. If you want to give me cash.
Yeah, this show is going places. No, not necessarily, because I think sometimes we don't want, like I've run into that. I don't want the promotion because that means that people will look at me differently. That doesn't mean I don't deserve it.
No, but you asked me personally.
Right.
So for me, it's both. I could see how it would be different things for different people. And I could also see how some people think, oh no, I deserve it, whether they do or not. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a complicated thing. It's not as easy. It's not a promotion like you would get at work. Although, maybe it could be, because maybe you'll think the guy sitting in the seat next to you deserved it more than you, and you got it. So there might be some guilt there,
or vice versa,
like that. Right. Yeah, for sure. So, but as far as like growing into them, I always feel like, you know, I'm a purple belt. So I got a blue belt and I got a purple. I feel like, you know, I thought both times when I've got them, okay, now the real work begins. You know, you get your blue belt and everybody treats you differently. The guys above you are a little rougher, let's say, or not as nice, not as helpful.
Mm-hmm.
The guys below you are not as nice either.
They want what you have. But they want to take reasons. It away from you. Yeah. So it's always, for me, it's always like, oh, you know, I didn't feel I really deserved it, and I got to grow into it. I got to get better now, so that I deserve it. I always feel like I deserved the belt previous. So if I ever get my brown belt, I'm going to probably at that point feel like, okay, I guess I'm a purple belt.
Do you think that happens?
I think it happens for me.
I think a lot of students, you know, feel similar.
Sure.
A lot of students don't feel that they deserve the belt, right? So if this is such a reoccurring event for a lot of people, why? What's the logic? What's the psychology behind it? Why do we feel that way?
I think there's probably different reasons for different people, or many reasons for the same person, but for me personally, I don't feel I spent enough time on the mat. So if I'm not spending enough time on the mat, I couldn't possibly really deserve this. If I'm getting beat by people that are lower ranking than me, no matter what the reason, I probably don't deserve this. You know, and then you have your own, oh, I should know what they know. If, you know, because you and I talk about levels all the time, right? But when you're in it, sometimes that you forget that there's levels. So there's levels of purple belt, there's levels of brown belt, there's levels of black belt, right? So if I have this recognition, well, then supposedly I'm supposed to be the same as the other, even though the other is leaps and bounds better, right? Or, you know, maybe not, but you know, that's the way, you know, you need to remind yourself that there's levels, that, you know, hey, there's a guy that's been a brown belt for a year who's tapping out every black belt he comes across. There's a black belt who's been a black belt for 10 years who's getting bested by these new black belts. So, I mean, you have to take that into consideration too. So those are really the reasons for me. And I think they're probably very similar for other people.
So if
there's, what is it? It's, there's an acronym. I can't remember now, but it's something about being a fraud, like feel an imposter syndrome. So it's not an acronym, but imposter syndrome. Like I am this, I've received this, but I'm not really that.
You feel you don't deserve it?
Yeah. You feel you don't deserve it. And I think that happens in every walk of Jiu-Jitsu has a different spin on it because there's people, there's that confrontation, that physical confrontation that takes place, which adds a whole nother element, you know?
Well, I'm trying to think about this then, right? So if we don't feel that we deserve it, but our instructor does feel that we deserve it because they give it to us, and we know that our instructor knows that we deserve it. That's why we got this, right? Let's just consider for a fact that, for the sake of the conversation, our instructor thinks that we deserve the belt that we got, right? And we know that, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't give it to us. Why do we continue questioning ourselves then? Why can't we just simply trust the instructor with what they think is best and for us to let go? And why do we continue questioning it?
Because you just, as a brown belt, you just got tapped out by a blue belt. That's more tangible than, well, he thinks I deserve it, so I must. I think that's part of it.
But if we spin it in the other direction, if nobody ever would get promoted by those criteria, then even more people would quit jiu-jitsu. Because this is where the conversation comes in that I'm not making any progress.
Sure. Sure. But we need, so. And yeah, I see what you're saying, because like I said, if you start getting, if you don't get recognition, So let's start there.
Yeah.
Don't get recognition. What am I doing here? I'm going to quit.
Right.
You get recognition. You think to yourself,
I don't deserve it. Right.
Yeah. Probably because this is so dynamic. It's not, it's not clear cut. There's, I don't have to throw 50 crescent kicks to get my belt. I don't have to.
Oh, you don't have to close the deal or whatever it is.
Yeah,
like we can look outside of my arts. Yeah, right.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't, there's no specific criteria and there's levels. So are you watching your water bottle?
Yeah.
Why is I'm bouncing shaking? My legs all the way.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. I was like, why is the water bottle shaking? Yeah,
you can't see it, but his water's it looks like the T-Rex is coming around the corner.
We often talk about this on this show, particularly, but even off the air, you know, in classes and you between you and I, jiu-jitsu, this is what gives the beauty to jiu-jitsu, because it's so free-flowing and almost like has its own life, if you will. At the same time, as a consequence to it, it's so difficult to measure.
Right.
Right? In other martial arts, you perform a test and you get rewarded. And there is no point of stipulation. Either you performed the test or you didn't. It's a black and white yes or no. Yeah. In jiu-jitsu, most of the time, there is no test. There are some academies that I know personally, they do tests for every single belt. They do belt testing. And then there is a black and white scenario.
I don't think there is, though. Even because of the nature of jiu-jitsu, if you test me, I need to know A, B, C, D, and I need to roll with X amount of people on that test date.
And if you pass, you passed. Mm-hmm. So you get your belt based as a consequence of your test.
Sure.
Not a consequence of your skill that you accumulated.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's you were ranked based on this test.
Sure.
So at that point, you the questioning part of whether I deserve it or not is much different, because you passed the test. As a result of it, you have your rank. Right.
I think it might lessen it.
Right. Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. But if the test does not exist, and even I'll take this deeper. If there is no clear communication what the expectations are of each belt, this is where I think a lot of students will begin wondering. And it goes in both directions. I don't deserve it, or I want it and I don't have it, right? And I think over the last decade or so, the expectations, we've been working on it as a jiu-jitsu community to clarify and define some of the expectations here. Right. And Robert Drysdale, he was at our academy recently, and he was talking about some of that when we went to lunch with him, you know, and like in one of the things that he was sharing is the fact of, excuse me, I didn't mean to cough in there, Mike, is that competitor should not be compared to the hobbyist. Right. Right. And that's, I think, where a lot of that bleed over or that conflict comes in here. Right. Somebody who has a competition jiu-jitsu desire is not the same from a ranking perspective as the hobbyist who trains twice a week. And comparing them really doesn't serve justice for either one of them. Either one gets pulled down or the other one gets pulled up, and it creates a very uneven scale, right? So it's always a very interesting conversation, right? But in general terms, you know, if in my mind I question whether I should be the rank that I am, this is where the conversation with the instructors comes in, and really understanding what are their expectations, you know, and, you know, perhaps you've been X belt for a while, you know, that should be communicated to the student. Listen, this is what's expected of you to get to the next belt, and let's continue working on this. So it's not an element of surprise necessarily, but there is a continuous work that is taking place. Now, I don't think that's going to remove some of the questioning yourself, when we question ourselves what I deserve or not, but it definitely, I think, provides more clarity as to what it needs to happen in order for you to take that step to the next level. Yeah. And I think that, one, gives us a goal to work towards, two, gives us a purpose to continue training, and three, there is a reward associated at the end of that sprint or the end of this process. Right, there is that rank that you're getting promoted, and you move on, and the journey continues. But so I think overall, jiu-jitsu community is making some efforts to leap towards that or go towards that. But because there is no really overseeing body of jiu-jitsu, and it's very free-flowing, if you will, everybody does whatever they think it should be, the expectations are different. And I think that's another layer of complexity here. You're going to go to Academy A. Their expectations of blue belts are very different than you go to Academy B, and their expectations of blue belts are different. Now, they are wrong. They're just different. And yeah, because of that, consequences become more visible. As longer you train, those consequences magnify, essentially, right?
Yeah.
The focus is shifted in different directions.
Yeah, I think so. And it's funny. I've seen people and talked to people who travel a lot, and they visit tons of academies, and they're like, I don't know what they got going on over there, because their guys were so much behind where I'm at, or
vice versa.
What the hell are they doing or we doing over here, because right, I got wrecked over there, yeah, you know? But at the same time, because of all those things you just described, you know, it's the guy you got on that day too, because like I said, there's levels. So you might have went into this academy and got the bottom level X belt guys,
yeah,
or the opposite.
Or vice versa. Maybe you had a bad day, or maybe you had a good day.
Yeah,
you know, maybe there was aches and pains. Maybe your mind was not where it needs to be. Maybe you had some meetings, or you exhausted from travel. Like, there's so many components behind all of this.
Yeah.
You know, even at your own academy.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you had a bad day. Maybe it is. It is what it is. So it all kind of, again, circles back to the point of, we shouldn't compare ourselves to other people. We really should focus on ourselves. At the same time, setting the expectations to, or understanding what the expectations are, so we continue progressing and try to have focused approach to jiu-jitsu, and then keep loving it, again, and you keep enjoying, because the moment it becomes boring, that's step one.
It's boring. It's boring stuff. Laying there in pajamas underneath somebody. It's just nonsense.
All right, well, on that positive.
That's right. Now, if you'd like to meet me in the office and enroll, I'd be happy to speak with you. Now, it's like everything else. I told the guy this last night. It's what you put in. If you want it to be fun, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
If you want it to be boring,
it will be.
It's going to be boring. Yeah. So, you know, put in, you're going to get out what you put in.
I agree.
So, all right.
Let's wrap it up. Great chat.
See you
later, man.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.